Syrian President Bashar Assad accepted the resignation of his prime minister Wednesday, a move that analysts say is designed to speed up Mr. Assad's reform efforts. But analysts say those reforms will be limited in any case. President Assad accepted the resignation of Prime Minister Mohammed Mustafa Miro and appointed the Speaker of Parliament Naji El Otari to replace him. The new government will be expected to push a reform agenda, which Mr. Assad has promised since he first assumed power after his father died in 2000. Retired Egyptian diplomat Abdullah El Ash'al says it's too early to say just what the cabinet overhaul will produce, but he says Mr. Assad is clearly moving forward with his own plans for the country.
The Israel to be a new face of new Syria and to preach for a new future for the country itself.
Since succeeding his father, Mr. Assad has focused his efforts mainly on the economic sphere. He replaced the ministers of finance and economy a few months after taking office, and has promised to introduce accountability in government, streamline the Syrian bureaucracy, eliminate corruption, and modernize the economy. But many of those promised reforms have been slow in coming, with speculation of a behind-the-scenes struggle between an old guard representing the elder Assad's generation and a younger reformist trend. One thing that has not changed is the extent of civil liberties in Syria. Mr. Assad has overseen a continuing crackdown of pro-reform activists that has mirrored his father's harsh approach to political freedom. Mr. Ash'al says it remains to be seen whether the new government will also bring a relaxation of the government's grip on political activism.
The new government would be responsible for all these aspirations concerning political liberties, concerning the development in economic life, because Syria is facing many problems in the economy. Facing also some problems concerning the transformation of the Syrian economy from the socialist economy to a free market economy.
Mr. Ash'al says a new Syrian government will also confront a daunting array of foreign policy challenges, chief among them diffusing tensions with the United States, which has long branded Syria a supporter of terrorism. The analyst says the issue is particularly urgent with U.S. troops occupying neighboring Iraq. One thing that is not expected to change in Syria's reform drive is the central role of President Assad's Ba'ath Party. The party holds near total control over all aspects of Syrian political life and controls the country's legislature along with seven smaller parties. Ashraf Khalil for VOA News, Cairo.